fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
The copper-colored sun beat down on the vast, level expanse of arid desert. Heat waves rose from the alkaline sand and shimmered about the three men and their exhausted horses like the blast from a hot oven. Two of the men looked miserable. Sweat mixed with the dust of travel was caked and streaked on their faces. Their eyes were bloodshot, and their lips were dry and cracked. Their tongues were thick, their throats parched and raw. It had been hours since they'd emptied their canteens. The third man, however, seemed quite at ease in the scorching heat of noon. He wasn't troubled by the heat or lack of water. It had often been said that Dude Farnsworth had ice water in his veins.
Here's the water hole, boys. Pull out. Drink slowly and fill your canteen.
If it had been another mile, I couldn't have made it.
Who says we get our cash the easy way?
Let me at that water.
Dude, how them blazes to keep so cool?
Coolness and calmness are essentials in living by your wits, Nick.
That water sure tastes good.
Let me at it.
Ben, before you drink any more, you better wait a few minutes. Here. Please fill my cup.
Suppose it would be too undignified for you to get down on your knees and drink like anyone else. Here's your cup.
Are you?
Hope you're right about that, gent. We're crossing the desert to see you.
I'm sure Jack Jameson has cash.
And we'll get it. How much farther is it to the Jameson place?
His ranch is just beyond the town of Mayville. We should be there by sundown.
Good.
Get those horses out of the water, Ben.
Right. Come on.
Before we leave this water hole, we must decide what to do about Mark Loomis.
You think he followed us?
Yes. We must assume that he is, at any rate.
After the way we took his cash, he'll get us all set.
I know it. We shouldn't have done business with a man like that. It was poor judgment.
He'll get square if it takes the rest of his life.
Wait, boys. I have it.
Yes?
When we started across this desert, we had an extra supply of water. Despite that fact, we ran out long before we reached the water hole.
It's the only water between here and the far side of the desert.
What's your idea, dude?
Well, it's very simple. We'll fill in this water hole.
Fill it in?
Sure. You carry a shovel, because you and Nick use it in your business. But there isn't one chance in a thousand that Mark Loomis will have a shovel or spade with him.
You're sure the water won't come to the surface?
No, it won't. At best, there'll be nothing but moist ground. Loomis can't get water, and without water, he can't cross the desert.
I'll get the shovel right away. Yes. This'll stop Mark Loomis. It'll stop him cold.
Taking turns with the shovel, Dude and his companions soon had the water hole filled in and the moist ground packed down firmly. Then they mounted their horses and once more headed across the desert. The following morning found the Lone Ranger and Tonto riding across the sun-baked desert. As they neared the well-known water hole, they saw something lying on the ground. It was a man. A man who sprawled motionless. A moment later, the Lone Ranger saw the water hole was no longer there.
Oh, fella.
Steady.
What happened to water hole?
Steady, big fella. Have we any water left in the canteen?
Little bit.
Bring it here. I'll see if the man's still alive.
Me get it. Him fellow who make fresh tracks all way across desert.
Yes. He's alive.
Oh, that's good. Water.
Take it easy. We have water.
Here, canteen.
I'll lift your head. There. Now drink.
Oh, that's good.
Another swallow?
Someone fill in water hole.
Yes. I'd like to know who did it.
It's the critters I'm trailing. That's who done it.
Want some more water?
No, you masked.
Would you have turned down the water if you'd noticed it sooner?
No. I reckon not.
Feel all right now?
Yeah. A little weak, but I'll be all right. I dug with my hands, but didn't make much headway. Hey, where's my horse?
His tracks point west. I guess your horse deserted you.
A fine kettle of fish. Don't know as I'm much better off than I was before you came. I hope you two have got water to see across the desert.
We've traveled this trail before.
You better go on and not waste time with me.
You said you were trailing someone.
Three skinflints that took every dime I got in the world. They filled in that water hole to stop me.
I see.
They're crossing the desert to play the same skin game on someone else. Ornery coyotes are slick. Mighty slick.
Tonto, I think you can ride Silver.
Silver let me ride him.
This man can... what's your name?
Loomis. Mark Loomis.
Loomis can ride Scout. Now, you two go on. I'll wait here.
Hold on. That ain't right or fair. You two have the horses. Why should you stay here?
Because I'm more likely to be alive in 24 hours than you are.
I can't argue that.
Tonto, you got a spade and refill the canteens and come back for me.
Okay, Miss Hobby. Maybe better Tonto wait here.
I'll wait here. Perhaps I can deepen the hole that Loomis started and get a little water.
Gosh, this is downright fine of you. I don't know why you should do it for me.
Before you leave, I want to hear about the three men who filled in the hole and how they got your money.
It was the slickest skin game you ever heard of. All three of them are in cahoots on the deal. But no one would know that until after he'd been skinned. The chances are they'll do the same to Jack Jameson over near the town of Mayville as they did to me.
Jack Jameson?
Yeah. He's got cash. Those crooks know he's got it. The dudish one will stay out of things at the start. The other two will call on Jameson, just as they did on me. He'll ride right up to his range.
It was late that afternoon when Ben and Nick approached the Jameson ranch house.
Hey, Nick. There he is, waiting on the porch for us.
Must be anxious to discuss business, eh? Whoa there.
Whoa.
Hi there, gents. Finds way around, all right?
Oh, yes. No trouble at all, Jameson.
Well, it's a mighty fine place you got here, Jameson. Mighty fine. I'd like a ranch just like it for myself.
Well, it's for sale for the right price.
Well, I couldn't afford all of it, just some of it.
Want to go inside or sit here on the porch and talk?
Well, might as well sit here. Better call your wife so she'll know just what we're doing.
That's right. Nothing like the counsel of a smart woman.
I'll call her. Hey there, Jenny.
Yes, Jack?
Come out here on the porch, will you?
Yes, Jack. What is it?
You know these gents. They were here this morning.
Oh, yes, of course. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Well, we've been looking your place over, Miss Jameson. Found that the reports were right. There is coal on the land.
Oh. I don't know much about coal.
I never suspected there was any on this ranch.
Well, there is, Jameson. And it's important since the railroads came through. If your land's not too far from the railroad, you'll make a sale.
We're ready to buy an option on that 1,000-acre section we discussed.
An option?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a paper all drawn up. Here it is. We'll pay $1 an acre for a 30-day option to buy the land at $100 an acre.
$100 an acre? Well, that'd be a fortune.
You agree to pay $1 an acre for the option?
Got the $1,000 right here.
I agree to wait 30 days before I sell the land to anyone else.
That'd be the 8th the next month.
And if at any time within the 30 days we decide to buy the land, we can do so at $100 an acre.
And if you don't buy it inside of 30 days, then we can keep the $1,000?
That's it.
That's just like finding the money.
I'd better sign the agreement before you change your mind.
That's just like finding the money. Remember her saying that, Nick?
If they only knew the second part of the plan.
Hey, Nick, rein up, quick. Hold. This way, over here, off the trail. Come on. Hold.
What's that?
Get down. Dismount. You see those two horsemen coming along the trail?
Well, I wasn't looking. What? What about
them? One of them was Mark Loomis.
No. Is that right?
Yeah, and he's coming this way. Got a redskin with him.
Did he see us?
No, I don't think so. He must be heading for the Jameson place.
Would he know we went there?
Well, he could find out by asking around town. Nick, we gotta stop him.
Dude schemed, didn't amount to too much.
This time we'll make sure of him.
Why do you keep fussing with those canteens, Tonto?
Oh, me not tie them tight enough. Man.
You can tie them over when we get to Jameson's place. In fact, you could have filled them there instead of in town.
Canteen all right now.
I hope your mass friend don't mind you taking an extra half hour to ride to the Jameson place with me.
Oh, him not mine. Him glad to get word of what happened.
I sure hope we can catch those two crooks at the Jameson ranch. I'd like to...
Hold it! Stay up there! Stay up there, we tell you!
Oh, what's up? You two! Where, you dirty coyotes?
Get off those horses before we let you have it between the eyes. Watch it, Indian. Move for that gun and we shoot.
All the doggone cusses, no good luck.
These fellas who steal money?
Yes. I suppose you've already made the first move to clean Jameson.
What we do with Jameson needn't concern you. Now turn around, both of you. I'd
like to kick myself for being caught.
We do what fellas say.
Take your guns, Nick. I'll keep them covered.
Now that you got us, what are you going to do with us?
You'll find out soon enough. Get the guns, Ben.
Now grab their horses. We'll take them with us.
Right. Hey, this one's well as he come. Well,
hang on to him.
He picks you.
Hey, Nick, what's the redskin?
I'll have you, Tonto.
Let go, me. Ben, try.
Get him up, Silver. You go.
Get that Indian.
Look out, Tonto.
That got him?
I'll show you. Hold it, Nick. Don't fire again.
You dirty bone cat. You thrilled me.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Tonto started a scuffle when he and Mark Loomis were captured by two of the three swindlers. Though Tonto was slugged to unconsciousness, he managed to send the great horse Silver away from the scene before he fell. The next instant, young Loomis was shot in the shoulder. It was after dark when Nick rapped softly on the door of a hotel room in Mayville.
Nick, I told you and Ben to keep away from me.
They got to see you right away.
Come in. It won't do for people to know that you and I are acquainted.
I know all that, dude.
Did you get Jameson signed up all right?
Sure, that's all taken care of.
Gave him $1,000?
Yeah, and got his name on a 30-day option. But on the way back from his ranch, Ben and I met Loomis.
Loomis?
Yeah.
He was supposed to have been marooned on the desert.
Well, he wasn't. I thought at the time your scheme wasn't reliable. He got across the desert with an Indian. They were on the way to the Jameson place to get us when we ran into him.
They?
Loomis and the Redskin. Ben and I captured him.
Where are they now?
Well, Ben's guarding them in a gully between here and the Jameson ranch. We had to shoot Loomis.
Found you, Nick. You and Ben know I don't want to be involved in murders.
He ain't dead, just drilled in the shoulder.
What about the Indian?
Well, he was knocked out, but he's all right now.
Loomis. He's complicated things for us. I said we never should have selected a man like that.
Still set against murder, huh?
Definitely.
Well, you better finish with Jameson pronto.
I'll deal with him as soon as possible. You and Ben will have to take turns guarding the prisoners. One of you will have to be here in town.
I know.
You've got to be available for Jameson.
One of us will be available, all right. With our hands stretched out wide open.
That night, the desert was wrapped in darkness, but not in silence. The rhythmic drumming of fast hooves rang out across the wasteland. Silver, the gallant, powerful horse of the Lone Ranger, seemed to know what Tonto had wanted. He maintained a steady, ground-covering gait along the back trail toward his beloved master. On the desert, near the partially scooped-out waterhole, a masked man slept. It was during the hour before dawn that a faint vibration in the ground wakened him. For a moment, he pressed his ear to the ground and listened to the throbbing. Then he was wide awake, with every sense alert. He saw a blob of white in the moonlit distance. He leaped to his feet.
A horse. It's Silver.
For a moment, the masked man stood watching.
He's alone. Silver, Silver, old fellow, what's happened? Where's Tonto? Why did you come here alone? Oh, if you could only talk. Water. Fill canteens. Well, you're going to get the first drink, Silver. You've earned it.
The masked man dampened his neckerchief and wiped the dust from Silver's eyes and nostrils. Then before he took water for himself, he filled his hat with water and held it for the gallant horse.
Tonto must have sent you to me, Silver. I want to know why Tonto didn't come. We'll not leave here until you've rested. There's a limit to what even you can do.
It was the following day when Dude Farnsworth rented a carriage and hired a man to drive him to the Jameson Ranch.
And you say you represent the railroad?
You might say so, yes. You see, Jameson, we've had scientists make a secret survey of the soil and the geological condition around here. The report on one section of your property is favorable. I might say very favorable.
Yes?
You, sir, have coal on your land. I don't know whether or not you realize what this means.
Well...
It means that the railroad desires to buy that land. I warn you, however, that we don't propose to pay an exorbitant price. Fair price, yes, but not exorbitant. There are other coal-bearing ranches in the vicinity, and if I can't make a favorable deal with you, I shall go to one of them.
Mr. Farnsworth, what part of the ranch has the coal on it?
Well, here's a diagram of your ranch. The area that's shaded is the area we want.
These are the buildings right here, huh?
Oh, Jack, that's the land that those
I'm authorized to offer $300 an acre.
$300?
Now, we might have to build a spur track from the main line to the coal. The expense will be high. Therefore, $300 an acre is the top price.
Oh, Jack.
And I can give you no more than 24 hours to make your decision. I must leave Mayville tomorrow.
There's just one thing, Mr. Farnsworth. I've already made a deal for that land.
You what?
Yes.
With whom? Who but the railroad would be interested in coal?
There were two men here yesterday. They paid me for an option on the land.
No! Confound those crooks. Up to their old tricks. Must be a leak in our organization somewhere. Some way, those men learn what land I want. They'd cut under me. They've done the same thing before. Now, tell me, did one of them wear a fawn-skin vest and a watch chain as large as my thumb?
Yes.
And the other was short and stocky?
That's right.
Yeah, I saw them in Mayville. They're at the hotel there. I thought they were crooks as soon as I laid eyes on them. So they bought an option, huh?
They paid us $1,000.
Oh, $1,000.
That was just for the 30-day option. They said they'd pay $100 an acre.
$100, indeed. One-third of what I'm offering. They think they'll resell to me at a profit of nearly $250,000.
I can hardly think in such terms.
Well, they'll not sell to me. I won't buy from them at any price. Now I suppose I'll have to go all the way to the Circle Box Ranch to find land with coal in it.
To think of being so close to riches.
Well, I shall be in town for 24 hours. If you can buy up the option from those men, come and see me at the hotel.
Maybe I can do that. Jenny, we've got some cash in the bank. Maybe I can give those two a profit and get back that option.
Oh, Jack, if you could do that...
She can get the option back before I leave town. Come and see me.
I sure will. I'm going to start for town right away. I'll try and make a deal with those two men.
Jameson saddled his best horse and hurried to town, reaching there ahead of Dude Farnsworth's carriage. He went to the bank and then to the hotel room that was shared by Ben and Nick.
I want to call the deal off.
Call it off?
Yes, I brought back the $1,000 you gave me.
Wait, Mr. Jameson. You can't call it off. We got the option to protect this.
I know you did,
but... you found out that you could sell your land for more than we'd pay, is that it?
Well...
You had a caller by the name of Farnsworth who'd pay a nice price for your land. Am I right?
But Farnsworth won't deal with you and Ben. He's sore because you stepped in on some of his deals, and he's going to teach you a lesson and let you get stuck for the money you paid for that option.
Did he say that?
Yes. If he can't buy direct from me, he won't buy at all. He'll get the coal from the Circle Box.
I guess we went too far.
I'm willing to buy back the option and give you a fair profit.
Sit down, Jameson. Let's talk over what you think is a fair profit. Maybe our ideas on that score are different.
In the meantime, Mark Loomis and Tonto sat on the ground with their backs tied to cottonwoods that sheltered a small gully. Holding a gun, Ben watched them closely.
Loomis, I hope this will teach you to leave well enough alone. Should have taken your loss and stayed back home.
Well, I'm not taking it.
Well, now that's big talk. Maybe you think the sheriff is a mind reader. Or maybe you think he'll just happen along here and rescue the two of you.
Trail plenty easy for right man to follow.
You sure are an optimistic Indian. And let's see what time it is now. Right about now, Nick and Jameson are reaching an agreement. If everything goes right, Dude and Nick should be here in about an hour. I'm afraid I'll have to take that paint horse of yours. It's a fine horse.
Only one horse better.
Sure sorry that white one got away.
It should be.
What?
Hold it. Mask.
You come. Get these ropes off us. Time's running out.
He's got to get me first.
You fool.
No. That's the ticket.
One more for you.
Oh, that's plenty good. That'd put him out cold.
I'll have those ropes off of you in no time.
You got to hurry. Chances are they've already got Jameson's cash.
Lean forward a little, Toto.
We tied plenty long time. The polecats didn't even untie us to feed us. Just shoved grub into our faces. Precious little of it, too.
There you are, Kemosabe. Oh, now, rub your wrists.
Me plenty lame. Try to stand.
Your turn, Loomis. Lean forward as far as you can.
This far enough?
It'll do. There. Otto, what's the matter?
Oh, plenty lame. Not ready to stand up yet.
Yeah. Can't hardly move my arms. We got to get to town. We'll be too late.
Where's Farnsworth?
At the hotel, room 16. Leave us here. Go and keep him from leaving town.
I'll do that. Now, as soon as possible, tie that man. Then come to the hotel and bring the sheriff with you. I'll see what I can find in room 16.
We'll be there plenty soon.
There, big fella. Come on, Silver!
$5,000. Not bad, eh, dude?
That all he had?
Yeah. You can be sure if Jameson had any more cash, he'd have given it to me. He was bound to get that option back.
You're all ready to travel, aren't you?
Sure, just waiting for you.
So is Jameson.
Where is he?
I told him to go to the land office and wait for me. I guess we're all set. Let's get going.
Going somewhere?
What the...
Master!
People saw me come here. They mistook me for a thief. Now I'll have to close the door.
I'll see here.
Stay where you are, Farnsworth.
This is a stick-up.
Yes and no. You've got some cash that belongs to Jameson.
Now, wait.
Also, some that you got from Mark Loomis.
Who are you, anyway?
Where's the cash?
You think I get...
Now, how about you?
Oh, wait, wait. Don't hit me like that.
I'll see if that money's in your pocket. Come here, dude.
No, no, no. Help! Help me!
This looks like what I'm after.
That's my money.
This is going back where it belongs.
Help!
As for you, you're going to stay here until Loomis arrives. You can take a nap while you're waiting, and this will help.
No, no!
He's knocked him out!
Maybe killed him!
Get him!
And to think you jugheads actually fired on that masked man. It's a good thing you didn't hit him.
But, Sheriff, he was masked, and we heard the dude here shouting for help.
We thought he was a crook.
Especially when he went out the window and left these two sprawled on the floor.
Don't blame the boys, Sheriff. They didn't know that the masked man left the cash here on the floor.
Hey, Jameson, is money enough to give us back all that those coyotes took?
Good. Glad to hear it, Loomis.
Sheriff, listen to me. I know something of the law.
Yeah? You'll learn a lot more of it before you're through, dude.
You can't touch me. The Loomis job was another county.
Well, maybe it ain't no great sin to misrepresent yourself. And maybe your pals didn't do anything very bad in buying and selling an option. But we got a confession from Ben. When a jury hears about you filling the water hole and aiding in the capture of two men...
I didn't capture them.
Accessory after the fact. You see? I told you you'd learn more law. You can think it all over in the calaboose.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.